ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Recently, there's been a big increase in the price of oil in the world market. For most of us, we see the effects at the gas pump with prices rising for consumers. But the impact of higher energy costs is also causing great concern for manufacturers. Here in Wisconsin, with manufacturing accounting for a large part of our economy, every time energy prices go up, profits and even employment are put at risk. So energy conservation becomes critical. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to talk about UWM's Industrial Assessment Center. It's a federally funded program that puts UWM faculty and students right into the middle of operations at manufacturing plants here in Wisconsin. They're looking for ways to help companies reduce their energy costs. Joining us in the studio is Rio Amano, professor of mechanical engineering in UWM's College of Engineering and Applied Science and director of the Industrial Assessment Center. Welcome, Rio. Good to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is a busy time, I'm sure, always in the Industrial Assessment Center because your work takes you around much of Wisconsin and even into northern Illinois, doesn't it?
It is. And actually, this is the busiest time, but also we have a full load of the students. They are busy for finishing up their work studies, but also we have everybody here.
Yeah, you know, what's so interesting about this program is that it allows experts like you, faculty members, professors who have lived, studied, worked in this area of industry and energy for years, but it also involves students. And that's a very, very interesting opportunity that many colleges don't offer their students.
That's true. Actually, we have hired about 10 to 20 students in the last year or two. That includes both graduate students and also undergraduate students. Graduate students, mostly PhD students, but also we have some master's students. And as well as undergraduate students, they are very capable in learning and contributing to us.
So a wide range of opportunities for students who are in the engineering program. Well, let's talk about how this works. One of the things I failed to mention in the introduction, which I think is really important, is that this service is free to the companies that you're working in. That's pretty remarkable.
Actually, this is completely sponsored by the Department of Energy. Therefore, we don't have to charge anything to companies. And this is very beneficial for them as well as for us. We are all sponsored. And actually, I'm hiring several research assistants, which also helps students to live along and completing their degrees. And the students are consisting of mechanical engineering major, electric engineering, industrial engineering, material science, and also several others. And sometimes we hire students from business school because they are also very helpful for us to communicate with the industries.
So really amazing real-world experience for students as they're doing not only a school project, a research project, but actually bringing great benefit to the companies that employ thousands of workers here in the state of Wisconsin.
That is always true. We are mainly targeting relatively smaller size of the company, but that also includes medium size to sometimes goes up to large companies. Our requirement is something like this, that companies whose annual sales is up to $100 million, but sometimes we go a little bit beyond. But minimum requirement is a company which uses energy bills that includes electric, gas, and water, total of more than 100,000, which is actually not much, but we don't have much of the upper limit.
And that's the upper limit probably is pretty big. Those $100 million companies probably use a lot of energy in their operations.
That is also true. But sometimes we can make an arrangement with the Department of Energy that if the company is so big, but also they have so many different plant sites, we can just conduct only one site of the plant. Then we go to the another plant in next time around. So, you know, we can divide into those, into several cases also.
So you could break it into pieces so you could help these companies out. Let's give our listeners an idea of what happens when you come in and do this assessment. What are you looking for when you try to find out if their energy bills could be lowered?
Most important thing is we would like to help companies to save their energies. And number one is electricity. Second one is natural gas. And the third one is water. And most of the companies are using lots of wasting of the energies, such as power systems, heating, cooling, as well as ventilating systems. Okay, so those are the major ones. But also, we looked at some of the minor things like lighting and the space and air conditioning systems as well, too. But target is roughly we come up to about 15% to 25% of their energy bills in annual basis, which is converted into sometimes 100,000 to 200,000. They can use for those kind of the money for totally different investment.
So do your students and do you as a faculty member, do you actually begin crawling around the equipment and checking to see if it's using energy efficiently, or are you looking at the spreadsheets? Are you looking at the energy bills? What does that assessment involve?
Actually, it takes several steps. Number one, we make a contact with the company, and if the company is interested, first step is that we have to collect their annual energy bills. And based on their annual energy bills, we have to make some pre-assessment, which is analyzing their use throughout the year. So sometimes it is heavily used during the winter time, or sometimes something is heavily used in summertime. So in this way, we can analyze what is consumed, and actually demand energy as well as supplied energy, those kind of the balance are very important. Now, once we obtain those data, we make certain kind of the presentations. Then we set up the date when we conduct those energy assessment. So we use totally a full 1 day spending in a company, and we take a walkthrough and look at all the facilities, particularly concentrating on the major things such as power systems and water systems, and the compressors, boilers, and pumps. Those are the major things we looked at. And fortunately, many of the students already have a background of engineering basement. So we can always check some of the efficiencies, and we can make lots of the recommendations to how to fix those problems if they have.
Does the age of the buildings that you're in, the age of the equipment, directly correlate to higher energy costs?
It is true. Many of the companies in Wisconsin, those are established in 1900 or sometimes relatively old. Then there are lots of room to improve. But of course, at the same time, many of the companies has been renovating, and they have a very high modernized type of the facilities. In that case, our contribution is not very large, except that their power size is getting larger and larger. Therefore, we can always come up to a very good recommendation for improving and saving the energies.
Now, your program, as you mentioned before, is funded by the federal government, so this doesn't take any out-of-pocket cost for the company. Does the company feel open? And do they have? Do are they ever concerned with having outsiders such as you or the students inside their company looking at their operations? Is there any fear that that you're looking at books that might put them in jeopardy with their competitors?
Some of the concerns that companies always have is implementing our assessment recommendations. You know, if I say that you can completely change the machines or a power system, of course, it costs a lot of money. And in that case, even if it comes up to the higher level of the energy savings, such as 40% or 50%, most likely company don't want to do that. Therefore, we always target payback period to be 2 years or less than 2 years. So this will be very practical. So company can be complete most of our assessment. And what we do is we always do the follow-up implementation. That is, after completing assessment, we contact companies maybe after 8 months to 10 months and asking all the assessment recommendations, either they implemented or not. And statistically, it shows that the implementation rate is roughly 40% or higher, which is very good.
That is. So you don't walk in with pie in the sky proposals. You don't, it would be easy to come in and say, just buy new equipment throughout the plant and you'll be more efficient. What you're saying is that some companies simply couldn't afford to do that in one fell swoop. So you're saying you're trying to see what kind of savings can occur within that 2 year period from your assessment.
That's why we really don't come up to the very big changes in a machine or systems, but there are lots of rooms you can improve things. I can give you some example. For instance, compressor is one of the major things. If one company has a 200 horsepower of the compressors, but usually it generates lots of the leakage. The leakage goes up to 10% to 50%. Sometimes much higher than that. Let's say that if one machine with 200 horsepower causing 30% energy loss, or actually air loss, then it is converted into roughly 30,000 or 40,000 wasting in annually. So by simply fixing those kind of the leakage, it really helps. And other example is this, lighting. If you change from regular lighting into a LED, that saves probably 70% to 80% of their energy usage. Those are the things we do, and they don't have to pay too much of the money.
How long does it take to recover those costs? For example, lighting, if you switch to a new LED system, for example, which is supposed to be much more energy efficient. Are we talking within that 2 year period they're going to see results?
About lighting, it is much less, you know, because the bulbs don't cost too much money. So that's why those are relatively minor things, but we have a very great deal of savings, and usually they can achieve 6 months to one year.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. So in a very short time, if the owners of the company are going to keep that facility open for the foreseeable future, it would seem to be a no-brainer to go ahead and take your recommendation and start cutting those energy costs.
That's true.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujak, and joining us in the studio is Rio Amano. Rio is a professor of mechanical engineering, and he's a director of the Industrial Assessment Center at UWM. This is one of only 28 industrial assessment centers in the entire country. It's funded by the federal government, and it provides manufacturers, and we sure have a lot of those here in the state of Wisconsin, it provides those manufacturers with a free energy assessment that can save them thousands, indeed hundreds of thousands of dollars in their energy cost. Rio, can you give us an example or some examples of the types of industries that you're working in? What kind of manufacturing plants might you and your students be crawling around checking out those compressors and that lighting?
Actually, if you know some of the classification for the companies, this is a requirement from Department of Energy that we call it SIC, which is a standard industrial classification code, SIC, which is already defined, and this is limited to be between 20 to 39. This is just a number. And also there is another kind of the classification called NAIC, which stands for North American Industrial Classification. And it gives you a little bit more details. And some of the classification covered in these areas are mostly manufacturers such as food or textile or paper, foundry, metal, and you can name most of the manufacturers falls into classifications. Which we don't do is something like leisureland or banking or schools. Those are not included in this. Since our name is Industrial Assessment Center, that means we are focusing mainly industry. But also recently, Department of Energy is allowing us to conduct water and wastewater facilities. This is mainly because nationally, the water is going to be a very important issue. That's why we started looking at water facilities. We have covered many of the water systems, utility, and facilities throughout Wisconsin. And last year, for example, we already have done more than 10 utilities in water as well, too. But of course, you know, they are not a profitable organization, but they are always serving for the public. But
so you are working with those utilities,
yes,
that are provided. So really, you're helping companies at both the supply end and the use end. Making sure that the utility is getting water to them in an efficient manner, and then making sure the companies use that water as efficiently as possible.
That's right. And the concept is quite similar between utility and companies, because lots of the plant facilities uses large system like boilers, compressors, and pumps. And we have a lot of the know-how how to make those more efficient so that the saving of the energy is tremendously increased lately.
This has to be really gratifying work for you and for the students as you think about the impact that your work has on the environment.
The impact is very important. And also students are learning so many things throughout this. They are getting more and more expert when we go there. For example, we have been conducting approximately 20 facilities or utilities per year. So we usually do one to two every month, but this gives us a very significant amount of the work because, for example, one of the energy assessment, it requires pre-assessment, and actual day of the conducting. After that, we have to do a lot of post-assessment so that we have to analyze and complete the full report that will be provided to the company within 60 days from the assessment day. So we are very busy.
So you don't just walk through, look around, kick a few machines and say, yeah, you could probably fix that compressor and maybe go ahead and get a new lighting panel up there. This is really precise work that takes place on each and every one of the jobs that you folks take on.
Actually, it requires large amount of the computation, calculations, as well as report writing. So students are really learning a lot of things. You know, first of all, you have to complete all the energy calculations and come up to the implementation. We even do a cost analysis as well too. So it helps significantly to the companies to change their systems.
Do the companies welcome this? Are they ever defensive? Do they ever push back and say what we're doing is just fine? And do they reject your recommendations? Or are you embraced with open arms?
Actually, most of the companies welcome us, because, you know, we have some credit which we have been already built over the last 7 years or 8 years. We have already completed more than 120 companies assessment, and those reputations are already in the website. So Department of Energy is also endorsing us, as well as we are producing lots of the results. And for example, because we cannot provide the details and companies' names, but we always go to the conferences which is related to the energy assessment, and make a lot of the good publications. And so, you know, we can prove some of the results and quality.
So they can check you out. They know what your reputation is, and they see that you've got a good track record of helping other companies save their energy costs.
I think so.
Which of those industries that you mentioned before are in greatest need of energy improvement? You talked about foundries. You mentioned companies that are in the food and beverage processing business, printing plants and paper production plants. Are some more needy than others when it comes to getting their energy house in order?
Yeah, there are so many other companies they are interested, okay? And most of the companies, there are lots of the common things, such as everybody is using motors, pumps, and compressors, and so on. So whatever the company we are focusing, it really doesn't really making any differences. The concept is always there, that we always look at some of the very specific power systems, heating systems, and water systems. Therefore, we can do a lot of the good, similar kind of analysis for everybody.
You know, there's been criticism over the years that that too much of the manufacturing has left the U.S., that has it has gone to other countries where production cost or manpower cost may be less. Do you think that by reducing the cost of energy for these companies, that there's a better likelihood that they will retain operations here? Have you seen any of that where companies have said, you know what, we're not going to move because we can be more efficient?
Of course, many of the companies don't have much of the control regarding those kind of the economic changes. For example, Wisconsin was very famous for brewing a long time ago, but many of the companies has been already moved. But good thing is this, okay? Annually, we can come up to the saving of 100,000, 200,000, particularly for smaller companies or medium size of the companies. That really affects that they can pick up more hiring, and they can always keep continuing. Of course, other kind of the economic constraints that we couldn't affect too much, but that's something totally different.
And it's really important to note that those savings are annual savings. So if a company can reduce its energy costs by $100,000 or $200,000 in the course of 4 or 5 years, you're talking about significant money that can be repurposed back into the operation.
That is what we are exactly focusing right now. And I hope that we have been already successful.
So just a few minutes left. Where do you go from here? You've been doing this work for several years. You've helped hundreds of companies here in the state and in the region. Do you see this the need for these sorts of assessments continuing well into the future?
I really hope so. And all the students and ourselves are very, very interested in expanding more of these areas. Therefore, we really want to see so many different kind of the companies for ourselves to learn, but also we want to help them. And I want them to get to know our service and the facilities. Actually, what we have been doing is I'm also actively making some contacts, not only with the industry, but also other agencies, such as Wisconsin government, City of Milwaukee, and other utility companies such as We Energies and all kinds of electric companies. They are the very strong collaborator with us. Therefore, ourselves cannot reach out many industries or companies, but they are always helpful for us to introduce ourselves so that we can expand more. And occasionally, I am attending lots of the energy-related convention, conferences, and exposition so that we sell ourselves, and also we are going to learn lots of the things what companies are doing around Wisconsin and also some other states such as Illinois.
So you've got a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
One last question. If we've got people who work at companies that may be interested in reducing energy, perhaps people who own companies who are listening now, how can they get in touch with you to have to see whether or not they would qualify for this free energy assessment?
That is a very difficult part. Companies may be looking for this kind of the service, and we really want to propagate our services. So I'm using a website and the connections, and also using our alumni to reach out to those companies. And I hope that we get to know each other between companies and the center.
And so somebody listening now could call the College of Engineering and Applied Science at UWM and just ask for you, Rio Amano, or the Industrial Assessment Center, and you'll get connected.
Yes, it is true. We have lots of the internet building up, so I hope that they can reach us.
They'll find you. If they could save this kind of money, I suspect they'll find you easy. Well, thank you so much, Rio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Rio Amano, Professor of Mechanical Engineering, the Director of the Industrial Assessment Center at UWM's College of Engineering and Applied Science, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. If you like this program and would like to listen to it again or refer to a friend or see some of the other amazing interviews that we've done with our faculty at UWM, you can always go to our podcast. Just check us out on the web, wuwm.com/UWM Today, and we have programs up there for many, many years going backwards. Great, great people to listen to. That's all for this week's show. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujak.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujak, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.